I'm Jenna Dooley, this is Morning Edition. Illinois lawmakers have not officially met for a full legislative session day since late May, but there's movement to allow the General Assembly to meet remotely throughout the duration of the pandemic. Hannah Meisel has more.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have grown agitated that they can't officially do much to influence the way Illinois is handling the pandemic. For the last 10 months, Governor J.B. Pritzker has issued a series of disaster declarations and executive orders dictating how Illinois would operate. But Democratic lawmakers on Monday said they're ready to file a bill allowing for remote legislating in Illinois in times of crisis. State Representative Ann Williams of Chicago said by not meeting for more than 200 days, the legislature has failed to do its job.
We're dealing with a crisis of epic proportions, both on the public health front as well as economically. And we want to get back to work. We don't have time to wait for the pandemic to blow over.
If the legislature convenes in person for a so-called lame duck session in early January, they could pass the bill, which Pritzker has previously indicated he'd support. I'm Hannah Meisel.
In other news, Northern Illinois University will begin using the Shield Illinois Rapid COVID-19 tests in January. The saliva tests were developed by the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. The test results typically come back within 24 hours. The Shield tests also cost a quarter of what NIU currently pays. Barry Bodie is director of COVID-19 facilities at NIU. He says this allows the school to scale up testing.
Engaging in the testing process itself is going to help us get this under control while people are being vaccinated. So I think if we can run these effectively in parallel, it's going to make things a lot better in 2021 versus what we've seen play out in 2020.
Bodie says universities have not been the super-spreading environment some feared. He says he thinks that's because of comprehensive testing and other safety protocols. The tests are free for students, faculty, and staff who are required to take them. NIU had just over 600 positive cases in the fall. 4 weeks after the Thanksgiving Day weekend, the so-called surge upon a surge in COVID-19 cases has not materialized. Capital News Illinois reports infection rates and hospitalizations from the disease have continued to decline. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported Monday nearly 4,700 new confirmed and probable cases of the disease. The 7-day case positivity rate is at 7.5%. You're listening to Morning Edition.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Mobile COVID-19 testing sites are being set up around the holidays in southernmost Illinois. The Illinois Department of Public Health will dispatch teams to provide the nasal swab tests tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Arrow Leaf in Elizabethtown, and on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Arrow Leaf in Cairo. Anyone can be tested regardless of symptoms or immigration status. As more doses of COVID-19 become available, more people are being added to the groups eligible to receive the shot. WSIU's Jennifer Fuller has more on the rollout.
SIH Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marcy Moore Connolly says there are a lot of moving parts when it comes to the distribution of COVID-19 vaccine. She says last week the organization reached out to providers and staff to see how many of the 4,400 eligible would actually want the shot. She says that number changed as more information came out.
People really didn't have all the information they needed to make that decision until it had been approved and was, you know, getting delivered to be administered. And so I think a lot of people were on the fence, and some of those on the fence decided to go ahead and say yes. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that as the days and weeks go on.
Moore Connolly says the addition of Moderna's COVID vaccine means more people will soon be eligible. And SIH is working with area health departments to make sure frontline staff are first in line, followed by people in high-risk groups and essential workers. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
Moore Connolly says there was an added urgency to administer last week's doses because of Pfizer's ultra-cold storage requirement. In the future, she thinks that urgency will be mitigated by direct shipping